sun, little darling. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right. It's all right. Here comes the sun.
Hey everybody, this is Eric Mann. You're on Voices from the Front Lines, your national movement building show on KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, and streaming live on the web on kpfk.org. And also, please check out our website, voicesfromthefrontlines.com. You can reach me at Eric Mann Speaks on either Twitter or Facebook. I'd love to hear from you. I'll take an email at eric@voicesfromthefrontlines.com. A lot of things I want to talk to you about as loyal listeners to Voices from the Frontlines and some of you who are new. We call Voices your national movement building show, but that's hard to do. But something's happening this Friday at 3 o'clock on 333 South Beaudry Avenue, which is the school board, the LAUSD, from 3 to 5. It's a national demonstration with demands on the Los Angeles Unified School District over the Department of Defense 1033 program. The short story, which we've told you before, but please come out Friday at 3, Voices listeners, is that the school board, behind the backs of the community and everybody else, contracted with the Defense Department about 2-3 years ago to start getting military-grade weapons to do what? To use against, obviously, their own students, their own communities. Why else would they want it? They got a tank, a real tank. They got 3 grenade launchers, and they got 61 M16s. This is not cute. This is not funny. This is truly a genocidal idea that the school police, which they shouldn't be school police, is arming itself to the teeth. And when we found out about it, of course, was when the tanks came out in Ferguson, Missouri. And yes, folks, the tanks are going to come out in Los Angeles. You can be guaranteed they're coming out when we're ready to fight. So we found out about it. And it's been a 2-year campaign to try to get the school board, 1, to admit it had the weapons, 2, to tell us what the weapons were, 3, to get rid of the weapons. I will not tell you the whole story. You've heard it before, and for some of you, I don't know if you care, but for those of you who do, there's a lot of articles about it. But here's the punchline. About a month ago, the school board finally, returned the last of the weapons, 61 M16s, to the Defense Department. This is a victory for the Strategy Center. It's a victory for Fight for the Soul of Cities. But we're not one of those Trump groups that want to claim easy victories. Like Amilcar Cabral said, tell no lies and claim no easy victories. We don't think this is a full victory. The school board is saying no harm, no foul. And we're saying no. We have a whole new set of demands now. Number one, we need an inventory of every weapon that you received. When did you receive it? What was the serial number? When did you return it? We want the complete paper trail. We just got a letter from Police Chief Zipman, who, by the way, is an unusually decent guy on the other side of this war in some way. And he sent us a letter saying this is to formally acknowledge that we have returned the weapons to the Department of Defense. But we keep saying yes, but we want the full inventory. We want it like a printout. They won't give it to us. Manuel Criollo from the Strategy Center is leading the effort, and we can get a lot of the inventory step by step, but we want them to produce it. So why don't they want to produce it? Because if they show the written record, it's a terrifying record. They don't want to put it at all in one place because it's going to show a pattern of systematic racism, national oppression, and military suppression of the black community. That's why they don't want to give us what we want. So we demand, and we will get that someday. Number two, we want an apology. They're adamant about that, but there's a couple of school board members who are starting to move towards us. I don't guarantee anything, but I've said to them, it's hard because you're talking to a real person and you're saying, I need you to apologize. And they're thinking, well, who are you to tell me to apologize? And I'm saying, well, I'm sorry. We want to make sure this is never done again. This must be a matter of public record that you admit you did wrong, while elected officials never want to say they did wrong. But number three, we want reparations. We want a 50% reduction in the Los Angeles Unified School District Police in everything. 50% reduction in their money. They have a $60 million budget. We want to cut it to 30. A 50% reduction in their staff. They have 500 officers. We want 250. And a 50% reduction in their weapons, which means we have to get an inventory of their weapons in order to know what we want to reduce. So are you going to come out this Friday, April 22nd, from 3 to 5 o'clock at 333 South Beaudry? Call us at 213-387-2800. Call the Strategy Center. It's from 4 to 5 today. You're listening. Tell us that you're coming. Or info@thestrategycenter.org. info@thestrategycenter.org. Okay, you got all that? Now, the second thing we're doing is you don't change a board by just saying you want things. This Friday, you need to know, when we're saying it's a national demonstration, there are over 100 people coming from an organization called the Dignity in Schools Campaign. It's a terrific organization of which the Strategy Center is a part. There are people coming from 30 different cities who are working against the school-to-prison pipeline. So if people are coming from all over the country, are you going to get off your butt and show up from Los Angeles at the school board from 3 to 5 this Friday? We urgently need voices, listeners, to come. Please go from being a listener to a participant. Now, another thing we're doing to make this campaign come alive is we're trying to confront the school board members, not at the school board where it's just a horrific experience with them standing up on their podiums like that, but in the community, in the places. So last weekend, there was a very fascinating experience. Barbara Lott Holland, the associate director of the Strategy Center, and Channing Martinez, who's in studio with me, who's the producer of Voices and is also an organizer, went out on a journey to pressure the school board. Barbara Lott Holland, are you with us?
I'm here.
Hi, Barbara. And Channing, you're here.
I am.
Okay, Barbara, we're going to do this in about 5 minutes so we can elaborate. Tell us quickly, where did you and Channing go? It was Saturday morning around 10 o'clock. What did you do and how did you do it?
We went out to address the school board at Grand Park, the LAUSD's art festival. We were there starting at 9 o'clock in the morning.
And what was the tactical plan?
To actually interrupt the proceedings and speak directly to the school board members that were there. And we got a chance. Dr. George McKenna was there, Monica Garcia was there, and Monica Ratliff was there as well.
Now, Channing, we do a lot of agitprops. What were the props you used in this confrontation?
Well, when we first started talking about this, I pictured the board members riding in their tank because they had a tank, and that's obviously what they wanted to do. So we had three different posters with all of the board members' heads attached to this tank, with our four targets on the biggest of the tank, of course, McKenna, Monica Garcia, Steve Zimmer, and Superintendent King. And okay. Superintendent King was driving each of the tanks.
Oh, cool. Now, this is the new politics of Los Angeles. Steve Zimmer is a Jewish liberal. Monica Garcia is a Latina. Michelle King is black, and George McKenna is black. But we think they're not doing the job they need to do. Monica Garcia is the person we feel that has at least tried to engage us as human beings, that it's not a secret. We're having open conversations with her. She's open to trying to figure something out. I'm not trying to out her, but I want to say something positive about her. Of all the board members, she's both been a supporter before, and at least she's open to this. So, Barbara, I'm saying nice things about Monica Garcia within the idea we got to get her to do something. How does she behave at the actual rally?
Well, the actual rally, I have to say she received us well, but in my opinion, she read me when she finally noticed that I was standing right in front of the stage, because I was actually trying to get on the stage and was blocked. And she immediately ran down, in my opinion, to defuse our protest and our demonstration that we were actually having there, and to convince us that everything was fine, you know, you don't have to be here, I'm working on it. She kept saying that I'm working on it, and then I asked her, well, are you working on the letter? What about the letter? As I said, I've sent a letter to Eric. We're working on it, and somebody from the school board will be there. I personally won't be there, but someone will be there. She came around and cordially shook every one of our members' hands. There were about 15 of us there at this time. We ended up with about 25, but at this time, there was about 15 of us, and said, thank you so much for the work you're doing, and this work is needed, and really, really, we are going to get to the bottom of this. I hope that we can continue to work together. And after she shook everybody's hand and smiled and hugged me, and then she ran back on the stage, and I ran behind her, thought that that was going to be my exit onto the stage, but they closed it off as soon as she got there. But that didn't stop us. I went, okay, so we're going to be here. Our presence is going to be known. So we had these huge banners. Everyone had flyers. We were passing out flyers, and we were very respectful. There were students there that has been practicing all year. Their performances, they had orchestra and jazz bands, and of course we let them play. As soon as the city official began to speak and speak about how important the arts was, that's when Channing came up with this really quick and brief, arts not police, arts not weapons, and we took that and ran with it.
Well, it's great, Barbara. That was a great imitation. I mean, that was like classic politician 101. And, you know, one of the things that's great about what you did is this is called a contradiction. Monica is one of our better allies, but she has to admit that she was there when they got the tanks. She was there when they got the guns. So it's easy when they're racist to your face, when they're nasty. It's hardest when they're nice.
Yes, it is. And that was one of the things that I kept in mind, you know, when she came out smiling. And we as human beings, when someone recognizes us, we instantly feel a warmth when they're smiling and coming to us. And I'm going, okay, I know what this is about. And so I let her speak. And also what I did was acknowledge to her that, yes, we do know that you're talking with Eric and you have sent a letter and you are trying to negotiate, but the fact remains we still need these answers. You didn't say you're trying to negotiate how to get this letter, how to put some speed on this apology letter that you're going to send to the community, which he did not agree and say at that time was, yes, there is an apology letter coming. She didn't say, yes, we are sending a letter to President Obama asking him to terminate the 1033 program altogether. So she kept evading these questions nicely, and I nicely kept pushing to have those answers for us on that day. And we had a bullhorn that we wanted her to speak through. We kept trying to get her to speak through the bullhorn so it could go out further. She was saying, no, I don't want to do that. I have an outside voice, and I'm going to use it.
The voice you're listening to is the next member of the school board, Barbara Lott Holland, who first she made James Hahn, she ran for the bus rider's seat at the MTA, didn't get it. But I think that's a wonderful, I'm serious, Barbara, in terms of your development as an organizer. It's so hard to train people to keep your eyes on the prize. The strategy center focuses on demand development. People are too trapped by affect and not trained enough around content. So, yes, Monica, that's really great. So are you going to write the letter? That's really great. Are you going to get rid of the tanks? This is relentless stuff, and I just want to really, truly commend you for one of your best organizing jobs, and it's a growth process, you know. You work through your own psychological problems, and trust me, I'm on the phone with these people too. It's not that easy to find that thing. Channing Martinez, what's been the experience like for you?
Well, it was a very interesting experience because all of the politicians we met were politicians. They tried to evade. We also saw the mayor there, actually,
What's his name? I forget him.
Mayor Garcetti, right?
Yeah, he doesn't talk to us.
No, he doesn't talk to anyone who doesn't have money or power, wants to give businesses more power over people. But it was interesting that Monica Garcia just finished talking, and then we turned around, and I was like, is that Mayor Garcetti over there? So then we all, 25 of us, rushed over there. And then Barbara was speaking with him, of course, asking him the same thing. Are you going to follow suit? LAUSDs gave back their weapons. Are you going to give back your weapons?
And explain that yours being the Los Angeles Police Department.
The Los Angeles Police Department.
Who has
1,600 M16s, that's right. And a helicopter.
Wow.
And more than that. I don't remember all of it off the top of my head.
And what was his response?
I believe his response was saying that we don't have those weapons. We don't want to be another Ferguson, which, of course, is a lie because on the map it says you have those weapons, and the map don't lie.
And, Barbara, you were causing too much trouble. What did you do with Garcetti?
Well, I think he spoke before he realized it because he immediately got on the defense and says, oh, no, we don't get weapons from the 1033 program. We buy our own. Like, that was supposed to be a proud thing, you're saying? Oh, really? So you buy your own, and that was supposed to make us feel better? And so then I asked him, but what we are demanding, what we want you to do is send a letter to President Obama asking him to terminate the program altogether. And he says, well, you know, we have to look into that. And right now, the only thing that we get is uniforms. He said, we wouldn't dare think of being another Ferguson. You have us confused. That is not our plan. We will never be another Ferguson. And then at this time, he turns over to his assistant that was there and say, we have a person that you need to speak to. Would you like to set up a meeting? We can set up a meeting and talk to him. And his last name is Johnson, right off the top of my head. Can't remember his first name. But he immediately gave me a card and said, call our office so we can set up an appointment. But the thing that I noticed is, and I asked him, are you going to be there? He never answered that question. So he didn't say, I am going to be in the meeting. I'll set up a meeting. But my question is, are you going to be in that meeting? And then that's when he started running. Well, walking very fastly. Away from me.
Yeah, they have this body language. Even when you're talking to them, they seem to be going backwards.
You know? Exactly.
It's like a strange thing that as you're talking, they keep moving away from you.
Exactly. The whole time I was talking to him, I had the feeling, I could see his body was leaning backwards like she's getting too close. I need to get away. So, yeah, that was the feeling that I had in that conversation.
So, folks, this is, again, the voice of Barbara Lott Hollins and Channing Martinez, two very fine organizers with the Strategy Center. For those of you who love these elected officials or like them, you should be ashamed of yourself. It's a rough terrain out there. Mayor Garcetti has lied to the bus riders union. No, we're not meeting with your aide, Mr. Garcetti. You've done that trick bag on us. No, we don't want to talk to your head flunky in charge. We don't want to talk to, oh, yes, she's the person you should talk to. You're the mayor. You're right here. Yeah. Here's a card. Go away. No, Mr. Garcetti, will you meet with us? He lied to us where he set up a meeting with us right before the vote on the fare increase, Mayor Garcetti, where he promised to lower the fare. We were supposed to meet a week before the vote. He kept sending Borja León, his aide, to meet with us when we had already agreed he was going to meet with us directly. And then he ended up raising the fare, which is why he wouldn't meet with us. So nice job, Barbara. Nice job, Channing. Let's get to a couple of thoughts. If you like this, folks, if you would like to be part of a movement, one thing I was struck by in the work that Channing and Barbara did is we at the Labor Community Strategy Center are known, folks. Every elected official knows us. They used to see the yellow shirts from the bus riders union. Now they see the blue shirts. They see the blue shirts from the Fight for the Soul of the Cities. They all know us by name. I was talking to Eric. I was talking to Barbara. I was talking to Channing. They know who we are. We are in touch with them. But they're not doing the right thing. That's what it's like to be in a political organization that has at least some power, if a minimum amount. But please come out. If any of this interests you, call us at 213-387-2800. We need you out there this Friday from 3 to 5. You can do it. It's not that hard. It's a school board. 333 South Beaudry. You'll be marching with Dignity in Schools campaign. You'll be marching with UTLA, United Teachers of Los Angeles. You'll be marching with COCO, Community Coalition. You'll be marching with students from Roosevelt High School. You'll be marching with students from Augustus High School. Augustus Hawkins High School, I'm sorry. Who else, Channing? Who have you been going to see?
I just did a presentation yesterday to CRCD at Trey Tech College, which is a continuation school sort of situation. They are doing high school classes, but they're over 18 and can't go back to high school. But it's very interesting. The students were very, very conscious. Like, there was two students that were almost doing a presentation for us, which was interesting. We were talking about the 1033 program and situating it in history, starting with the slave revolts and starting with Haiti and how they took back their country and going to the Black Panthers, the Chicano moratorium, and what's happening in Ferguson. And each time the students were, well, yeah, that's how they are. Of course they have weapons. They've always wanted to kill us. And so that was a very interesting and uplifting thing. And at least out of maybe 45 students in total with both classes, I think we have at least 15 students coming.
Wow, that's very exciting. Great story. And I want to just reinforce several things. We at the Strategy Center, not every campaign goes as well. We know that. Not every campaign somehow captures the imagination. But there's one thing you need to know about us. We are relentless. Even when we're slogging through snow and sleet and mud, we stay on the case. That's one thing they know about us. We never go away. We're on to something now. This campaign is going to win. They think it's over. They know it's not over. There's letters going back and forth. There's calls going back and forth because we're on to something. The second thing is there is a response. Thanks to Black Lives Matter, thanks to the immigrant rights movement, thanks to the community rights campaign, Black and Latino students are more conscious now. The concept of the police state is very well known, and people do want to fight, and that's very exciting. Do you want to fight, listeners? Do you want to come out and join us and fight with us? Barbara, who have you been talking to?
There's a group in South Central Los Angeles. I've been concentrating my organizing in South Central Los Angeles, and particularly Dr. George McKenna's area. The Black Workers Center is supporting us. We are also having the youth contingency from Caressa coming out and joining us as well on Friday.
So we're going out into community. If you have a community group, if you have a union, if you have a Tupperware party, and I'm not kidding, if you have any group that wants to talk to the Labor Community Strategy Center about how to get President Obama to end the 1033 program, how to get the school board, what are the three demands? Number one, tell the truth. We need the record. Number two, apology and atone for your sins. And number three, reparations to Black and Latino communities by cutting the police force by 50%. If you support those demands and you want to do something, we'd love to come and talk to your group. Call us at 213-387-2800, info@thestrategycenter.org. Come on, do something, please. Don't just listen, do something. Also, you can send money to KPFK at 90.7 FM at 818-985-5735. Really, just, it's not a fun drive, but it's always a fun needed. Last thoughts, Barbara, last thoughts, Channing, as we have three more days. Today's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We're still, there's one more thing I want to say. Ashley Franklin is doing some truly amazing work at Augustus Hawkins High School. I mean, you really have to grasp the fine-grained detail of what she does. She goes and makes classroom presentations all day. We want to thank the teachers at Augustus Hawkins and the administration at Augustus Hawkins, which is in South Central, for letting us in and giving the students just a chance. It's their choice. But they have to get parent permission slips. So because they're leaving the campus and there is going to be a bus that we're providing for the students at Roosevelt and for the students at Augustus Hawkins. So as any organizer, students are hard to organize and they are coming back with their slips. That's the cool thing. Students are saying, Ashley said, I got 10 slips yesterday. I got 15 slips yesterday. I have teachers. The students are saying, I promise I'm bringing mine tomorrow. So this is the level of, again, as Channing was saying, political education around the racist nature of U.S. imperialism, around the national oppression against Black and Latino communities. And guess what? All the stuff we were said, that's back in the 60s. That's not relevant now. People don't want to hear that. Hey, we've slogged it out at times when people didn't want to hear it. But now they seem to want to hear it. The question is, do you want to hear it? And do you want to do something about it?
Do something, yeah.
Channing, last thoughts.
Yeah, just on that point, one thing that really pushed students is we had to really make them known that those tickets that they were giving students, it was students that stopped that. Students of LAUSD pushed the board and said, no, we're not going to have this anymore. It was students that got the Student Bill of Rights passed. It was students that got the tanks and the grenade launchers and the assault rifles returned. And so there's no excuse of, I can't do anything alone. Organizations actually can do anything, and they are doing stuff.
And that's by joining the Labor Community Strategy Center and our Fight for the Soul of the Cities campaign. We have a campaign called No Cars, No Way, No Tanks, No Way. We'll tell you about No Cars, No Way next time, but it's as complicated as it sounds. No tanks, no cars. No cars to stop global warming and stop asthma and stop the madness of the car culture. No tanks, because we want the social welfare state, not the police state. We want the environmental justice state, not the warfare state. No cars, no way. No tanks, no way. This particular campaign is focusing on no tanks, no way. What's scary is there were tanks in LA, folks. We didn't make this stuff up, trust me. And you know there's 8 million cars in LA. Barbara Lott Holland, last thoughts.
One of the things that was interesting to me and also insulting to me is after sneaking behind our community's backs and getting these weapons, after we had been struggling with them for over a year and a half to return these weapons, then it's like, as always, trying to make us feel bad. Well, what more do you want? We returned the weapons. Yes, you returned the weapons because of our efforts. Now we want a formal apology for this. We want reparations for the harm and the insult that has been caused to our community. They still try and brush us under the rug, us meaning the community, when we fight back and trying to give this impression that it wasn't really that bad. So what's the fuss over? And just remember, this all started with gating our schools. That was the first attempt at making them a prison within the schools.
Of course, if a black youth steals a candy bar from a 7-Eleven, and then they come back in and say, what's the problem? I returned the candy bar. The police say, oh, no, you must pay for this crime. It ain't enough to return the candy bar. But these idiots, they think they can return a tank, and there's no consequences. So you're with the Labor Community Strategy Center. You're on Voices from the Frontlines. This is your host, Eric Mann, with the producer of Voices, Channing Martinez, with the co-chair of the Bus Riders Union Strategy Center with me, Barbara Lott Holland. You can't have a better show than this. You can't have a better movement than this. You had a Kunga lesson. You had a revolutionary lesson. I hope you drummed with us. I hope you participate. I hope you're starting to get the idea that, well, this is strange. First he wants me to jump up and join motion and do some exercise and lose weight, get my heart beat up. Now he wants me to go to a demonstration Friday at 3. Then he wants me to take a Kunga lesson. Yeah, that's the voice. They want you to do something. And the other voice could be, hey, guess what? I love this show. I am going to jump up and do some exercise. I am going to go to the demonstration because I want to. I'm going to play the drums because I want to. He ain't making me do it. He's encouraging me to do it. So this is new kind of radio. We're trying to make it revolutionary radio the best we can. If you like it, I'd love to get an email at eric@voicesfromthefrontlines.com. Yeah, eric@voicesfromthefrontlines.com. You can reach us at info@thestrategycenter.org. You can call us at 213-387-2800, but whatever you do, do something. This is Eric Mann. It never gets old. All power to the people.
Here comes the sun, little darling.